Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer Chris Clements and Dark Money Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another episode of Light Beer Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I am Chris Clements. Sean, you're back.
I'm back.
And you're back. I'm back. We're back together.
You were gone last time.
I know.
And I was gone the two times before that.
I know. Gosh.
Weeks before that. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, I don't speak any German, but I mean, or Italian or French, so I can't greet you appropriately.
That's okay.
And all the
As Alyssa was on the podcast last week with me, we went England, France, Germany, and we went to Cannes. Couldn't figure it out.
It's Cannes.
It's Cannes. Now we figured it out. Thank you for giving me that tip.
Yes.
Chris listened to the episode and called me and said, it's Cannes. It's just Cannes.
It doesn't make any sense, but it just is. And I learned that, you know, several years ago when we went there for the film festival.
Yeah, which is impressive. We were there the week before the film festival.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I remember the film, actually. I looked it up with Antonio Banderas, The Skin I Live In, which is the most bizarre film you're ever going to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you missed quite a lot going on around here.
I guess I did.
Trump was indicted.
Trump was indicted. We did cover just a mention of that when I was here with Alyssa. Yeah. This week we have Carrie Lake's trial. They're in trial right now, trying to figure out, you know, whether they're going to overturn this election.
Spoiler alert, they're not going
to overturn it.
No, and she's just raising money for the next election.
Yeah.
I cynically kind of believe, which will be the United States Senate, which we talked to Jim Ellis about that several weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she'll get in. Well, she'll get the nomination.
Given that she's not going to win this trial,
no,
the chances of her running for the Senate are probably pretty high.
As long as she just keeps raising money.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
So
you got that. What else did you miss? Donald Trump has to pay $5 million in sexual assault and harassment.
Yep.
Although he'll appeal that. He'll probably win.
I don't know. I don't think so.
He might.
I don't know. Who knows? But
Stranger things have happened.
Bigger issues he's got facing him are coming out of Georgia.
Yep.
And then with this document stuff, you know, the documents he took from the White House that were classified. There's evidence now that shows that he was very aware of the procedures on keeping documents and just ignored it because he's Donald Trump, and he can do that kind of thing, apparently.
But they weren't in his garage.
True.
You know, next to the
well, and
authentic and sporty Corvette. They weren't there. What he's maintaining is that they were in a secure location in Mar-a-Lago, and nothing was going to happen. And the archives knew about them.
That's how we know about all this, is they were arguing back and forth.
With the Penn Biden Center location in downtown Washington, D.C., they just were in a closet.
Yeah.
So and, there's going to be a lot of back
and
forth.
Behind the Corvette in Rehoboth.
In Rehoboth, yeah. There's going to be a lot going on with that.
Oh, my gosh. And Biden's off to Japan. We've got debt ceiling.
Right smack in the middle of the...
Coming. You know, Janet Yellen is yelling to the moon and back.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I don't know.
And, and Tucker Carlson was let go.
Oh, he's fired. Yeah.
Or he's not fired. His show's been taken off the air, but he is still under contract with Fox.
For now.
He's been effectively silenced.
Silenced, yeah.
Until they work out all those particulars.
So apparently he's going to, assuming he gets this worked out with his contract, getting out of the contract was Fox.
Well, his contract
going
runs
to go to Twitter
through 2025.
Yeah,
and they're not letting him out right now. They're shutting down the show.
Shutting down the show, and they're saying we want to pay you $20 million.
$20 million to not say anything.
To not say anything.
And he can't go to another network. He can't be on any other platform. But But Twitter's an open platform to where, you know, he can probably monetize that if he just does the same type of show. But
can he monetize it to $20 million?
Well, that remains to be seen. I don't know.
I don't know, man. If I'm Tucker, I'm cashing that check, and I am taking a long vacation.
Yeah. I mean, with something like the Durham report being released this week that you know, implicates a huge swath of the Biden and Obama administration and so much wrongdoing, it's hard to even fathom. I have to admit, I missed a Tucker monologue. I think it would have just been hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
But and their ratings, I mean, they've, you know, Fox News kind of pulled a Bud Light in some respects. Their ratings are in just some free fall. In that 8 o'clock hour, and then they announced yesterday that they're going to move Hannity to that spot, and his ratings are in the tank right now. I don't know how he anchors the prime time.
It's interesting because Hannity was kind of the top dog for a long time.
He was. He was. The Hannity and Combs era and all that. And he's kind of become like this establishment. You know, he has Lindsey Graham on all the time. And it's just, I can't watch his show. It's unwatchable.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you've missed a lot.
It's so interesting how you watch the evolution of these guys. You know, Hannity was a radio guy first.
Yeah. His radio show is actually listenable.
Is it still listenable?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's just more relatable in his radio show. He seems so just uptight and on the TV, and he kind of flubs a little bit, and he's not funny, he's not amusing, and he's very confrontational, I've always found, and so I don't watch that part of the... I used to just turn it on just to watch Tucker's monologue and then shut it off.
Yeah. I haven't watched Fox News outside of The Five.
See, I don't even watch that.
On occasion. I mean, I just don't watch live TV other than sports. I don't watch TV.
Well, and then our Dodgers are doing quite well.
Yes, now, they are. Yes,
finally. They figured out that middle part of the lineup a little bit.
Yeah.
That was a big question mark in April.
Yes, it was. So, lots going on. We'll have plenty to cover over the next few weeks.
Well, the debt ceiling thing, I mean, what's your read on that? Right now, you were right in saying that Joe Biden's heading to Japan, but he's cut it short. And
yeah, he's gonna come
today,
back.
They're supposedly negotiating.
Well, he's deputized the House Republicans, a few folks to,
you know, pass their bill, which is completely reasonable.
Yep. Their discussion about this 14th Amendment escape hatch, which somehow they say, well, this debt ceiling doesn't really even exist. So,
you know, it seems like Joe Biden continuously wants to provoke a constitutional crisis. The way, in terms of the way he does his executive orders, his edicts, so to speak, on whether it be the student loan fiasco or other you know, things having to do with COVID and COVID regulations, when we were still under this idea that masks and vaccines were the end all beat all. And every single time it gets shut down by a court, every single time. And provoking a debt ceiling constitutional crisis with the 14th Amendment doesn't seem to be advisable. Especially going into an election year.
Well, and I think it sends the markets into kind of a...
Well, and I read an article, I think 2 days ago, that really is what's pushing the Biden team to get something done and to meet Republicans halfway and to get something done in the next, 4 or 5 days, is the downgrading of our debt. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're at AA status, and for us to be downgraded to double or double B... or in the B range. I mean, then you're talking Venezuela and Argentina.
Yikes. That would not be good.
Everything would be in chaos.
Yeah, it would be in chaos. So,
and that's not a reflection so much of the debt ceiling. That's even more so a reflection of how much spending...
What's the spending problem?
Is how much spending is in the marketplace, how the inflation issues, which is, you know, too many dollars chasing too few goods. And he's caused this crisis by virtue of his policies.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and it is, he's really, really unpopular, but he's running against a person who might get the nomination who's even more unpopular. It is a race to the bottom.
It is really a race to the bottom.
It is astounding to me that there's a chance and maybe a likelihood that we're going to face a Trump-Biden rematch. The battle of the dinosaurs. I mean, this is craziness. It is absolute craziness.
Yeah, one who, you know, just is enthralled by chocolate chip ice cream. And that's how you get him to a meeting. And the other one who can't stop chasing skirts.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I mean, it's nuts. The what's very interesting to me, I was thinking about this yesterday, the bench for the Republican side is deep. We've got some great candidates.
Yeah, it is deep.
Any of them could be phenomenal presidents. And if you look at the Democrat side, I feel like it's pretty, pretty thin.
It's Kamala or Kamala.
Kamala?
And there's
Buttigieg? I mean, Newsom? Gretchen Whitmer? I mean, these are not Cory Booker. These are not the level of folks that
Cory
you have.
Booker, like, where's he been?
I don't know.
Preparing
to run for president, I guess. Really? I don't know. But you've got DeSantis and Nikki Haley and Tim Scott and Asa Hutchinson. And, I mean, there's just a bunch that aren't thinking about running for president who would make great candidates for president. You know, you could bring Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio. You know, there's a plethora of good talent. And we don't need Trump to win.
No.
In fact, we will probably lose.
We will lose down ballot. For sure.
We'll lose down ballot.
And we'll lose the general remains to be seen. You said in the podcast with Alyssa last week that you think Trump
could
pull it out, even with all the legal issues. I mean, he could be in jail and be running for president.
Yeah.
Which would be bizarre.
Yeah.
But it could happen.
It could happen. And Biden is so weak that I think Trump, at this point, we will, you know, Biden will lose for sure if it's anybody but Trump. That's not even a question in my mind. If Trump is the nominee, it becomes a bit of a toss-up, but I'd have to say it leans to Trump's direction.
DeSantis has not even announced. He's still polling double digits, 22-25%, depending on what you look at. He hasn't even announced. And and he's rattling off conservative legislation in Florida.
Yeah.
Just teeing up his platform of what he's going to run on. And what he's going to run on is accomplishment. Winning and creating what he calls the Florida blueprint for America. And if you agree with that blueprint, then that's what he's going to be focused on. He's not going to be even focused on Trump. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that all comes in from a communication standpoint, from a strategy standpoint, how that all comes together for him.
Yeah.
Because once he gets in, those poll numbers are going to go up, and we'll see how that affects Trump.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. All righty. Well, more to come, folks.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Glad we're back.
Glad we're back. All right.
God bless. Thanks for listening.
See ya.